This is a verse I think I prayed. What shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I mean, I think it's like the most important question you're ever going to figure out. Is God for you or is he not? Or is he just for you when you're really good? Or how bad? When do you cross that line? Okay, I'm no longer for you. You did something bad, I'm no longer for you. I mean, I think the issue is you keep a repentant, yielded heart, right? Remember a few weeks ago, CTKers, when David hit at the bottom, the second lowest place in his life, and he knew low places. The second lowest place in his life, when everything he's lost at Ziklag, it's all been burned, stolen. And he strengthened himself in the Lord. And the first thing from Psalm 56, when he wrote during that time, that he reminded himself is, God is for me. God is for me. And at that point, he began to strengthen himself in the Lord and said, not only is he for me, he delights in me. And in that place, he repented, trusting that God could do what he wanted to do. And so one of the first things you're going to ever settle in your heart that's most important in terms of walking in faith is, do you believe God's for you? That sounds so simple. What can we say to these things? If God is for you, then who? Or literally, what difference does it make who's against you if God's for you? Of course the devil's against you. Fallen people might be against you. Circumstances might seem like they're against you. But if God is for you, it doesn't matter who or what seems to be against you. See, we don't want to create a theology that believes there isn't a devil who's against you. The point is, it does, so what? I remember the first time leaving, I sat with Bob Jones, and we were talking to him about our Lazarus weekends. And one of the things I wanted to ask him was, why are we getting beat up so bad going into these inner healing and deliverance weekends? And I was looking for some real sympathy for this guy because he was a seasoned man of the Lord. I said, we're having this happen to us, and this is happening to us, and people are getting arguments with each other, and our property. And he looked at me, and he goes, oh, bless your heart. He said, you mean to tell me there's a real devil? And then just rebuked me for being such a wussy. So he didn't say that God, he didn't say, Chuck, you know, the devil's not really against you. There's no real, he just said, what difference does it make if he's against you? Of course there's a real battle. But there is someone who's for you. And that's your focus needs to be the fact there's somebody for you. And he conquered death. He wins. He who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? That's a remarkable passage. Let me tell you, God is for you. And he, in light of the fact, he says this again. The proof that he's for you, it says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. It's like God's saying, what else do I need to do to let you know that I'm for you? I did this when you were still a sinner. Isn't it what it says in Romans 5? While you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. What more can I do to prove to you that I am for you today? And if I am for you, that I've already prepared for you freely all the things you need to do today, tomorrow, the next day, next week, and the things I've called you to. Faithful, 1 Thessalonians 5:24, is he who calls you who also will do the very thing he's called you to. Whatever it is, marriage, job, relationship, anything, if he's called you, he's freely giving you what you need to do the thing he's called you to. It's by his grace. I'll put it to you this way, then we'll stop. This is from Psalm 31. Listen to verse 19. How great is thy goodness, which you have already stored up for those who think you're the most awesome thing in the whole world, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you before the sons of men. Here it says, how great is your goodness which you have stored up. In light of what I just told you, every situation I walk into, there's stored up goodness already there waiting for me to walk into and experience. All I've got to do is walk in faith, believing that whatever else is going on around here, you're the most awesome thing in this moment. Not just in my life, but in this world, in the universe. God's for you. Who can be against you? He's already proven to us how much he's for us, right? That cross. And if he's for me that much at the beginning, before I'm even his, how much will he freely give me all things, stored up goodness, for every situation, for every circumstance, for every pressure, for every temptation? Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.